A great scholar saint of the 9th century, the great spiritual master Kamala Shila, composed this text called The Stages of Meditation in 3 parts. The initial stages of meditation, the intermediate stages of meditation, and the last stages of meditation. Here I am explaining the intermediate stages of meditation. The essential subjects of this treatise are the awakening mind of bodhicitta and the perfect view. The spiritual paths that lead to the ultimate goal of Buddhahood are 2, method and wisdom. These 2 qualities produce the physical body and the wisdom body, respectively. The first represents perfection of working for the welfare of other sentient beings, and the second represents the perfection of one's own purposes. The methods for generating bodhicitta and the wisdom realizing emptiness together form the foundation of the Buddhist teachings. And this text provides a clear exposition of these 2 aspects of the Buddhist path to enlightenment. When we take a closer look at these teachings, we come to understand that compassionate thought is the root of bodhicitta, or awakening mind. This thought of enlightenment must be put into practice in conjunction with the wisdom that realizes the ultimate nature of all phenomena, emptiness. This wisdom should be a union of special insight and a calmly abiding mind single-pointedly focused on its object, emptiness. The teaching technique I shall employ here is primarily oriented to those who don't believe in religion. In the process, I want to show how one can generate interest in religion in general, and Buddhism in particular. There are many lines of reasoning that can help us develop interest in religion. In this way, we may realize that religion is not based on mere faith, but that faith arises in conjunction with reason and logic. Basically, there are 2 types of faith: that which is not based on any special reason, and that which is backed by reason. In the case of the second type of faith, an individual examines the object of his or her belief and investigates its relevance to his or her needs and requirements. Faith is generated after seeing the reasons why it is advantageous. In Buddhism in general, and in the Mahayana path in particular, we examine the contents of the teachings and accept those that are logical and reasonable and reject those that are illogical. As such, there are occasions when teachings that are in the Buddha's own words should not be taken literally, but need interpretation. Scriptural teachings that cannot stand logical analysis should not be taken literally, but require interpretation. On the other hand, scriptural teachings that can stand logical analysis should be taken literally. We must examine both types of scriptural teachings with logic. Therefore, we can see that in the study of Buddhist scriptures, logical analysis has a very important place. Before you embark on your investigation, it is essential that you study the techniques for testing the object of your analysis. For people who want to follow the Buddha's teachings in practice, mere faith is not enough. Faith should be backed by reason. When you study, follow a logical method. While I am teaching, I want you to pay good attention. Make notes or use other means to be able to retain what I teach.